Throughout Renee Baron's life, she has always felt connected with nature, teaching, and leadership. From adventures in the outdoors as a teen to becoming a teacher in the public school system, she has felt a pull to nature and being wild. "Ever since I was a kid, I was super connected to wild places, like summer camps and just really diving into natural settings. Being out in the wilderness is so amazing and forgiving and loving. It's grounding, and I love working with people outside," shared Baron. Baron gravitated to the public school system to satisfy her need for teaching and leading, but soon found she was missing something. "I never loved it. I was always trying to figure out what was wrong with me. Why doesn't it fit? I always had this passion for the outdoors and I wanted to embrace that." She moved to Fanny Bay and began teaching at the Beachcomber Academy, an independent school, but unfortunately, the money wasn't what Baron hoped it would be. "I started sea kayaking in the summers to balance out financially, plus I love the outdoors. More recently, I had been teaching as a sub during the school year and sea kayaking in the summers," explained Baron. Soon Baron branched out to adventuring on her own to satisfy her need for wildness. She explains that she is now 47 and experiencing perimenopause and encountering all the struggles that come with that. "As an active, adventurous woman, I'm not able to do things the way I used to be. I'm attached in a way to how I used to be. I have to find a new way of being in my body." Baron decided to test the limits of her new reality by taking a trip with a friend to Nepal. There, she found that she could still accomplish things she was uncertain of. Baron's friend is a naturopathic doctor and wanted to share what she knows about women's changing bodies in perimenopause. "She and I rocked it. It was so empowering. I thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool to take women on amazing outdoor adventures and at the same time have an expert to talk to you about women's health?" Shift Adventure and Wellness was born from this idea, and Baron has been running the program for about a year now. Baron not only works with adult women in the program but also leads a group of young girls, guiding them on forest adventures and engaging in activities similar to those of the adult women's group. The group is called Girls Get Outside, and I work with the Cumberland Recreation Center, which is awesome as they take care of my insurance and registration. The Girls Get Outside group was the catalyst for working with women and finding their wild side too. "We started back in September and it kept going. It's honestly the same structure as Girls Get Outside. We connect, we have circle time, and we play games. We learn skills. Last Saturday, March 1st, we learned how to read topographic maps," explained Baron. On the first Saturday of each month, She's Wild converges on the forest in Cumberland and takes part in the various activities that Baron has put together to connect with nature. "We did a photo scavenger hunt, essentially to encourage awareness of where you're walking. The more that you're aware of where you are, people connect and you start to feel your natural role. I always make herbal tea and everyone just drinks tea in the forest." The next She's Wild session takes place on April 5th. Visit www.shiftadventureandwellness.com for more information.